I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He has quickly become one of our favorite guests. We loved him when he played for the Cavaliers, and now he is an Odyssey Sports NBA Insider on the line. Odyssey NBA Insider Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Danny is also the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Inside the Green Room, featuring weekly breakdowns of all the latest headlines around the league. Make sure you follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcast, which we now know you can get worldwide. Hi, Danny. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Hi, Danny.
We are good. We're ready to the playoffs. Although I got to tell you, man, the way the Cavaliers lost that game to Charlotte the other day, it didn't leave a real good taste in my mouth about what's going on and how they maneuvered their way.
You think that was by accident?
It's the guys deserve the time. They had to get out there in the fourth quarter, right? What'd you think?
Yeah. I mean, they deserved a chance to some of those guys to rest. Other guys deserve their time. I think it's strategic. You know, they don't need to match up with certain people that they don't want to match up. Playing the Orlando Magic was a smart play.
That said, the Magic might not have a whole lot of playoff experience, Danny, but they have a whole lot of length, and they have a whole lot of young talent. How do you like this matchup?
In favor of Cleveland, if I'm Cleveland, I like the matchup. I don't think it's going to be an easy one. I do like Mose as a coach. I like the coaching. I like the pieces they have, too. Jonathan Isaac's finally healthy and playing pretty good basketball. They have some young guys playing well. Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero, like those Banchero, they have those guys playing well. Cole Anthony, Anthony Black, you know, the smaller guards, Markelle Fultz. They have a good young core and group, and they've been balling with a mix of some vets, Joe Ingles, Gary Harris, you know. It's going to be a fun one. But I think Cleveland has the edge. They have a little more experience. They have a home court advantage, if I'm not mistaken. And, yeah, it'll be a fun one. But I think ultimately it's going to come down to a lot of the chess moves with the coaching. So we'll see what happens.
Danny, tell me this, and you know better than anybody, having won NBA championships, does the length of the Orlando Magic starters at the guard spots and small forward with Wagner as opposed to Strus, does that length advantage mean a lot, or does it not, or is it overrated?
No. It always means something. I won't say it means a lot, but it definitely means something. But you guys, I think, have the advantage with the length inside with Jared and Evan, you know, so that makes up for it. You know, Franz, Paolo, the other guys that are on the perimeters, decent shooters, not great three-point shooting. They're more of a set of defensive team. Half-court set, most of those guys finish at the rim. When you have those two rim protectors, the length, you know, kind of balances out, or kind of said it doesn't matter on the perimeter if you're not using it to, I mean, they might post up some, but I don't see them doing that as much. But yes, it does matter. And it is interesting. So it's always interesting. Cleveland's makeup that people talk about, like how they're too small in the perimeter and too big inside, which makes him slower. Like, you know, it's just that weird dynamic. But I think this matchup for them is a good one. They can play their normal game and make them, like Orlando, adjust to them. And, you know, they can kind of steer the course. Now, with other teams, it may be different.
All right, Danny, I'm going to let this go after I ask this last question. I just want to go back to the Charlotte game for one more second. If you're in San Antonio, right, and you guys are in that weird spot where you might be the 4 seed, you might be the 3 seed or the 2 seed, and you're in the middle of a game and you kind of see what's going on across the league, and then all of a sudden all the starters get pulled out after three quarters and all the guys that haven't really played that much during the season get out on the floor and you lose the game, and it was kind of like, oh, it worked out that it was better that we lost this game. Like, how would that have played in San Antonio? And then what did you think when that happened the other day?
Well, I think in San Antonio, Pop would have told us beforehand, like, who was resting. And said at the end of the season, we would have guys because we would take care of business early on.
True.
But if we needed to win, and I don't think he can, even at that point, once we're locked in, clinch the playoff seat, I don't think it matters, you know, to him. Because there were times where we were 2 seed or tied for 2 in the last game. We always try to win our games, regardless of who played or didn't play. But the seeding was the seeding. That's his attitude was, you're going to have to play the best. You have to beat the best. You're going to be the best team or last team standing anyway. So it doesn't matter as long as you're healthy.
You just answered what I wanted to hear. Okay, keep going.
So it didn't matter for them, but it worked out. But said, I think our second group would have been playing extremely hard, and we'd probably still end up winning the game. We won a lot of games with our starters being out when we had those groups.
What do you think of a possible first-round playoff series? Let's just say New York, Philadelphia, Miami, Boston. Andy, that's primo stuff for a first-round
playoff
series.
That's a hell of a series for both sides.
Sure is.
If you get Philadelphia, Boston, and Miami, New York, those are still a hell of a series, you know, however you look at it. I think it would be shocking and surprising if you see Atlanta or Chicago sneak in there, and I don't think people would be as excited. But, yeah, those two teams in the play-in right now that might end up playing those other 2 seeds in the top 2 in the East is going to be a hell of a – is what the fans want.
Danny, what are your thoughts on the play-in tournament? As we're 2000 was the first time they did this. We're a couple years in. The play-in tournament starts tonight. I'm just curious your thoughts on that and where we are with that and how that looks.
I think with most players, it's a love-hate relationship.
I'm sorry. I just realized 2020. Sorry, that's where I made the mistake. I'm sorry, Danny. Go ahead.
Say that again.
No, we started doing that in 2020. I said 2000 by mistake. Jeff.
Yeah, no worries.
So,
I mean,
yeah, sorry.
People know.
Yeah.
We started it just recently, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And the playing, the fans love it. But, you know, the players, I said, you heard Draymond talking about it. I think it's a love-hate relationship with most of the players in the game because some old school guys believe, you know, you shouldn't make the playoffs or be in the playoffs if you're a 10 seed or have opportunity to. But it makes the game that much more exciting. And like the NCAA tournament, and as a fan of the game and as a fan watching the game, you love to see it. You love to see these type of teams battle it out. You know, but I think also said the hate part is that the old school players, it gives a lot of teams a cushion that if you're in a 10 seed, you always have opportunity to turn it on and make a playoff run or get in the playoffs. But I said it's great for the game. It's great for basketball. People love it. I love it as a fan. As a player, I think, as most players, I think we are not the biggest fan of it. But, you know, you got to respect it, and you got to respect what it does for the game.
Danny, you're sitting here watching the West tonight. If you're the Lakers or the Pelicans and you win, you get Denver.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose, you got a chance to get Oklahoma City if you win the next game. What would you do?
Oh, man, interesting. I mean, everybody's talking about the Lakers should throw this game. You're taking a lot of risk on not winning the first game. Like I said, it don't matter who the hell the seedings are, the matchups are, you're going to have to beat the best regardless. So getting in is more important than the matchup in the first round. You know, there's only one winner. Either you're going to lose late, you're going to lose early. Obviously, people base the season on how far you've gone. But it doesn't matter. Like I said, most teams, we either win a championship or we're not. And if you lose to Denver in the first round, you lost to Denver. It doesn't matter if you get a first-round exit. You lost to the champion. So to me, I think it's more important being healthy, getting in the playoffs and getting a sure seeding in the playoffs and not messing around in that first game. Because if you mess around in that first game or take that first game off and try to, you might end up not being in the playoffs at all. So it doesn't matter the matchup, just win the game.
Danny, Jeff and I were talking earlier about playoff experience and what it means to know what it's like to play in the playoffs. I mean, what do you think the Cavaliers maybe learned last year from the Knicks, and how important is that playoff experience? Because why is the game so much different in the playoffs?
Yeah, even if you didn't win.
Yeah.
Even it's got to help, right?
Yeah, huge. It helped a ton, especially with the guys, even guys that had considered vets on that team. You know, Jared Allen said the lights were bright. Him going through that, because New York, the Garden ain't no easy place to play in. He's been in the playoffs before, but not no place like that. So that gives him another type of perspective and experience, especially Evan, Isaac. Don's been in the playoffs and played well, but Darius is new to it. So, you know, having those guys get that experience, coaching staff get that experience, it's a ton of help for them coming into it this year and knowing what to prepare for. And also knew what they lacked, you know, knew when they need to make adjustments quicker. They went and got out and got some shooting. Donovan and Darius can operate. They wanted to. The Knicks dared us to shoot and made us make threes, and we didn't do that. So we didn't make the adjustment. And I think this year, learning from that and going through that helps a ton, not only for the coaching staff, but the players and new guys and, you know, everybody else around the organization.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Insider calls, like this one with Danny Green, brought to us by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Danny, last thought. Donovan Mitchell, by all accounts, happy here. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're not looking for something else if you're an NBA player, and I think that's perfectly okay. But it does put the Cavs in an interesting spot this summer. How would you approach it?
If I'm the Cavs?
If you were the Cavs.
I mean, I'd do everything I can to keep him, which says, first, you got to win. He's not going to be happy. He may be happy, but he's not going to be happy if he doesn't have a chance to win, so... And that's providing whatever he asks for if you guys don't win. It's like, all right, what do we need to do? What do we need to revamp to get you to stay here or to get to this extension, you know, commit to the extension? It's like, do we need to change out the coaching staff? Do we need to change out the owner? Do we need to change our front office? What do we need to change out to make you stay? And if not, then you better get everything you can for him. You know, as much as you can possible to – I guess rebuild. I wouldn't say rebuild, but you can still got some good foundation. You got Evan, you got Darius, you got Jared. But if you get some other pieces for him, it may not be picks or another player, then you can still be in contention. But the first order of business would be try to keep him as any way, shape, or form.
Danny, quickly, prediction? Cavs Magic.
I got Cleveland in six.
Very nice. That's why we always loved you as a Cavalier. Thank you, Danny.
Awesome, Danny.
For
thank
sure.
you.
I appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you. Oh, can't wait to have you back on. Thank you. Danny Green joining us. That was Odyssey NBA Insider Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Man, he always gives us good stuff, doesn't he?
And Danny gets right to the heart of things.
Outstanding. He's Jeff. I'm Andy. Be a hero. Be a real hero. Be an organ donor. Lifebank.org.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.